This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop, assemble, and bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
9:30 in the a.m. Joining us right now from Locked On Ravens, he is Kevin Ostreicher. Kevin, what's going on, man?
What's going on? It's been a crazy week for this Ravens team. They're going through everything crazy that, you know, a week ago they were fighting for a chance at the playoffs, and now here they are with all these changes coming through. But that's life in the NFL. It's what you've been for me now lately, league, and unfortunately for the Ravens, they did not do enough lately to keep John Harbaugh around.
Well, we're hearing a lot of things right now, a lot of crazy things. John Harbaugh, the most recent one from Diana Rossini and Jeff Zrebeck, is that John Harbaugh was fired via a telephone conversation with the team's owner. What do you know about that?
If that is the case, it is definitely one of the crazier details of this entire situation. And again, context is always key here.
Right.
Where
right.
Was there a meeting before, or was the shoddy in Baltimore, or the whole nine yards there? But we're getting a lot of different reports from a lot of different people, and I think people are kind of wanting to know, okay, well, who do you believe here? What's going on? So I think that John Harbaugh, you know, he spent 18 years in Baltimore, and I mean, I'd be the first to tell you that, you know, my opinion, a change was probably needed there, and, you know, it was definitely time. But again, if the phone call thing is accurate, and again, like, just Jeff is very reliable, and, you know, Diana, from what I understand, is very reliable as well. You know, it comes down to the context of everything, and I'm curious to see if there is anything maybe tomorrow, because I know John Harbaugh will speak, or John, not John Harbaugh, Eric DaCosta and Steve Bisciotti will speak to the media on Tuesday. Maybe that question is brought up and we get an answer on that. But I think that as more information comes out about this whole thing, it also is something you got to figure out about where the information is coming from. Is going from John Harbaugh's camp, is coming from the team, you know, how is information coming out about Lamar Jackson? So I think with the report that Jeff and Diana put out, the thing that stuck out to me was, yes, definitely the phone call part of it, but also the fact that kind of felt like there was a pretty big divide, not, you know, divide, I guess is the wrong word, but there it was split based off the article about, hey, was it this right decision that everybody was on board with? And this, as is true with every franchise, there were some guys that, you know, really wanted John Harbaugh to stay, and there were some guys that really wanted John Harbaugh to go. And that's definitely over the course of the last couple of days and all the reports that have come out seems to be pretty clear.
Yeah, it's done now. So out of the names, and there's a whole slew of people, Do you like any of the candidates? I mean, that have been mentioned. I mean, Kubiak, Salah, Weaver. I mean, there's so many that they're looking at. Are there any favorites that you have you'd like to see, you know, take this job?
Yeah, Kubiak is one that intrigues me, definitely. I think Jesse Minter is another one. And, you know, that's a guy that I feel like with the connection is a pretty obvious one. Mm-hmm. I also think Brian Flores would be a good option. I know that people are, you know, some people like him, other people don't for the head coaching position. But, you know, I think that to me, he's someone that is a leader and can get guys motivated and, you know, kind of has that to him where I think that's kind of what Baltimore needs. I know Rex Ryan talked about it a little bit on yesterday or this weekend on the Countdown show. But I think the leader aspect of things, getting the message across is kind of what I want to see. And, you know, the coach that comes in is going to have to be able to kind of take a reset organization a little bit in terms of some stuff that went on last season, the last couple of seasons. And, you know, for a first year head coach, so I definitely understand, you know, the hesitation for some people to want a guy that doesn't have that experience. But we see, and we've seen it last couple of seasons, you know, Mike McDonald and Liam Cohen, Ben Johnson, I think as we see, these guys can coach, and I think that there were questions about Mike McDonald as, you know, a leader, and, you know, Ben Johnson is how's he going to get the message across? So I think they're doing pretty well right now with everything. So I think that a guy like a Minter or a Kubiak would be awesome, but that experience factor I do think plays a role, but it's definitely not the biggest thing for me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Not the biggest thing for me either. Kevin Ostreicher from Locked On Ravens joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. We've heard that there was a riff in the locker room, whether John Harbaugh lost the locker room or whether there was something between Todd Monken and the offensive players. How much will current players, players on the current roster, have in terms of say in who the next coach is? Will they at least be consulted?
Yeah, definitely. I think that, in my opinion, Lamar Jackson should be a part of this process. Now, not to the point where, you know, he's calling all the shots and making all the decisions about it, but, you know, just kind of going and getting his input. And I think, again, based off all the reports that we've seen, you know, we've heard some talk in those reports about, you know, Steve Bisciotti was really, you know, player-focused here in terms of, like, getting opinions from players and taking those decisions into account. And so, you know, we heard in Jeff and Diana's article that a veteran Ravens players, you know, guys have been urging Lamar to kind of be more vocal with the Ravens decision-makers. And I think that's kind of how it should be in terms of, like, you know, Lamar being involved in those types of processes, again, not to the point where he's making all the moves, but to the point where, you know, I mean, we've heard a little bit about from Eric DaCosta and even John Harbaugh about how, you know, Lamar will send in names of guys during the draft process that he likes and all this stuff. And so I think that with Lamar, with him, you're going to want to work out that contract situation. Hopefully he's in Baltimore for a long time with that. They're able to figure that out, and that'll be good for everybody. But with that, you know, if he's going to be in Baltimore for a long time, which again, like, that seems to be the plan here, then I think he should be involved in that process. And, you know, does he have to be in the meetings? No. Does he have to, you know, be in the final decision-making process? No. But again, just getting his opinion is, I think, really valuable for a lot of these things.
Do you think whoever the coach is that comes in is going to get, you know, the usual, you know, a little bit of a long leash that first-year coach gets? Or because Bishotti said in April that I expect to win now with this roster, they have a loaded roster. They go to the playoffs pretty much every year. Same players are most going to be here, probably most likely. Do you think there's going to be more pressure than usual on a first-year coach?
I think there will definitely be pressure, but I think unless something absolutely egregious happens, there will be a bit of a runway. I think that the pressure kind of shifts over to Eric DaCosta now a little bit in terms of what would happen there. And I think, talking about kind of the order of operations, I mean, I think a lot of people, when Greg Roman was in Baltimore, you know, and he's a big talking point even right now with what happened with Los Angeles last night, but everybody was kind of talking, all right, Greg Roman, he's this guy. If it goes great, awesome. If it doesn't go well, it's on Greg Roman. And again, like, they needed to move on from Greg, and they did after a while. But once Greg was gone, that focus shifted to John Harbaugh because, you know, that shield was no longer there. And it's like, all right, well, Greg is gone, and that apparently was the source of the problem. So if it doesn't keep working, well then, all right, what's the constant? And that was John Harbaugh at that point. And so this whole situation happened, and now you kind of look at it and, okay, now the John Harbaugh shield is gone, because I know, you know, EDT's made some awesome moves over the course of his time here. And I know that this season in particular, in a lot of the fan base, the focus has been, all right, well, what about the O-line? What about the pass rush? And so I think that focus would shift to DaCosta instead of on the head coach, a rookie type of guy. But again, that's kind of where the experience factor comes in of, like, are we talking about, did the Ravens hire a guy that has head coaching experience, or is this a new guy that they're going to really need to kind of work in here? But, you know, the fact that you're right, like Steve Bisciotti's mentioned, you know, they want to win now. And, you know, Lamar turned 29 a couple days ago. They're going to have to figure out what path they want to take. But regardless, I do expect, whether it's a younger coach with big name coordinators or a coach that has experience and you still have maybe one big name coordinator and one younger guy as a coordinator, there are a lot of different ways they could go with it.
You know, and you're right. If I'm Eric DaCosta and you want to talk pass rush, I would say to you, I had a guy who couldn't get the quarterback here in 12 games. He had 7.5 with the Chargers. He had 3 last night. Last year, it took him 17 games to get 7.5. That's not drafting. That's not drafting. That's all I got to say about that. Tell folks about Locked On Ravens, Kevin.
Yeah, we got Locked On Ravens 5 days a week, plus more of daily Ravens coverage. So we have the regular show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Eastern time. You can find it over on YouTube in video form or in audio form, wherever you get your podcasts. It's the same show, so you're not missing out any which way. We're a year-round show, so even in the off-season, we do 5 days a week. We have a lot of Ravens content if you're looking for more Ravens talk.
Thanks a lot, Kevin. You're the man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.